When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
For those of you that eat salad, I know I don't have to worry about it. A Dole Fresh Vegetables Incorporated has announced a voluntary recall of the Dole branded and private label salad kits due to potential cross-contamination with cheeses recalled for possible listeria contamination. The company recall notice posted on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration website and, of course, the Dole's company website states that the salad kits were recalled because they were processed on the same line as a cheese product from the Rizzo Lopez Foods, which has been recalled. Last week, the CDC and FDA had the Rizzo Lopez Foods recalled because of potential source of illness in an ongoing nationwide listeria outbreak. I know. Now, according to the CDC, they claimed that 26 people had been infected with the outbreak strain of listeria from 7 states, with another 23 people hospitalized and 2 deaths in California and Texas. They've been tracking infections with this particular strain of listeria for years prior to the Rizzo Lopez Foods recall. It's been tied to a number of other recalls from other food manufacturers. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Huh. There's a huge list of recalled product information from the Rizzo Lopez Foods. So throw them away. If you have any products that are recalled, throw them away or take them back. Get your money back. And remember that if you're feeling sick, I mean, it could be listeria. It can cause severe illness. Bacteria spread beyond the gut to other parts of the body after a person consumes contaminated food. If you're pregnant, those age 65 or older, or anyone who has a weakened immune system, listeria can cause serious issues if you're pregnant, you know, pregnancy loss, premature birth, life-threatening infection in their newborn, and sometimes, death. So, diarrhea, fever, if you have those issues, listeria could be the cause. And I'm not saying that it could belong to the Dole salad recall or the Rizzo Lopez Foods recall, but who am I? Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So according to the United Nations, and this is, if you listen to this show, you know that no one supports zoos more than Chewing the Fat and or me, Jeff Fisher. Sadly though, elephants and whales and apes are among the 44% of migratory species with declining populations. This is according to the United Nations report. 1/5 of the 1,200 migratory species monitored by the UN are threatened with extinction. Oh no. And what would we do if an animal goes extinct? Well, I don't know what would happen. I mean, the earth may just crumble and blow away in dust. Some conservation efforts like wildlife crossings and poaching regulations are helping species relocate safely. Experts say those initiatives need to be strengthened. Now, the report follows a 2019 UN assessment that found that 1 million of the earth's 8 million species are at risk of extinction due to overconsumption, pollution, and other human activities. What they don't mention is that we find new animals, bugs, and plants that nobody knew existed every day. But, okay. One thing I think that would help, and PETA wants this to stop, and they reached out. They want the company Chance Rides to stop designing horses and other animals for the merry-go-round. Yeah, that's going to help because that unintentionally celebrates the exploitation of animals that are thinking, feeling, affectionate, playful, and social beings. I know, that does. Animals are thinking, feeling, affectionate, playful, and social beings, except the animals on the merry-go-round aren't real. So according to PETA, and you know, I'm a huge fan of PETA, by eliminating animal-themed amusement rides, it would be a blow against industries that still use real animals for entertainment, like camel rides and dolphin shows. The camel rides, I mean, the Bedouins use the camels to make money and survive and live. And so, I mean, I actually rode on a Bedouin camel, and the camel did not want me to ride on it. And the Bedouin who owned it was not having any of it. that man wanted my money, and if I was going to pay to be on that camel, then damn it, I'm going to be on that camel. So I helped a species survive, the human species survive, by riding on that camel. Anyway, PETA suggested that Aaron Landrum, the CEO and president of Chance Rides, that his company only use objects like cars, unicycles, rockets, or other designs like shooting stars, and stop using animals because, well, as I said, it unintentionally celebrates the exploitation of animals. So, yeah, you want to stop putting animal-themed carousels out there. That is going to save the planet and save the animals. Wow. PETA, you guys are really making a stretch these days, aren't you? I mean, we need to remember humans first, right? I mean, that's the motto, one of the strong mottos of this show, humans first. Now, do we need animals in our life? You betcha. You betcha. Let's say, like, what animals do we need in our life? Oh, I know, goats. And why do we need goats in our lives? Because they make goat soap from goat's milk. And most people who buy soap from the store don't even realize what it's doing to their skin. Store-bought soap will get you clean, but while it's doing it, it's also drying out your skin. And then, of course, you have to keep buying products from the same company that soften your skin. Aha! That's why we have goat milk soap, and that's why we have Quinn Pittman's goat milk soap, okay? Quinn Pittman discovered when he first started learning about soap, hey, if I make it right with goat milk, it's going to you're going to be clean, retain your moisture, and your skin is going to be soft and luxurious. And that's what's going to happen with Quinn Pittman's goat soap. Quinn and his family very proud of their product, and they want you to know about it. And good for Quinn for being such a young entrepreneur. I love the Goat King. He's done something most kids his age would not or maybe even could not do. He started his own business. I used Quinn Pittman's goat soap. I love it. And check him out. QPGoatSoap.com. That's why I'm a fan of goats. I'm a fan of goats because they make goat soap with goat's milk. And that's what Quinn does at QPGoatSoap.com. QPGoatSoap.com. Use the offer code Jeffy. Get you 10% off your total order when you check out. QPGoatSoap.com. Yesterday we talked a little bit about how Eric Idle had said he was broke, he didn't have any money, had to sell his house. You know, Eric Idle from Monty Python. Well, John Cleese, fellow cohort from Monty Python, had to, you know, respond, of course. And he had to respond because what they got out of Eric's comments was that the management team was not doing a good job with Monty Python's business affairs. And Cleese is like, that's Holly Gillum. I've worked with Holly for the last 10 years, and I find her very efficient, clear-minded, hardworking, and pleasant to have dealings with. And I was asked to make it very clear that Michael Palin shares this opinion, and Terry Gilliam is also in agreement with this. Well, isn't that special? We all agree, except for Eric, that she's doing a fine job. And then he went on to say that we always loathed and despised each other, but it's only recently that the truth has begun to emerge. And then he said several have expressed concern about my finances. Well, I have an FT stage show, Life of Brian stage show, a Wanda musical, an original Hollywood comedy lookalikes, an adaptation of George of Padua Forest, Bang Bang, a U.S. version of FT. And then he went on to talk about the 2024 stage tours, the one-hour TY sketch shows, a Canadian film, Cut the Painter, a 90-minute TV documentary about FT, so not to worry. And Camilla Cleese is involved in seven of these. So he's also got the wife or the daughter, whoever Camilla is. I guess that's the wife. Not that Camilla, but his Camilla is involved in it. So they're making money. So just be clear that Eric Idle is he's an outlier. And he's a crazy guy. We don't know why he doesn't have any money. And, you know, it's very possible. You know, Eric has said he's 80. He still has to work. And he has to work at 80 because of finances. That's what he said. So maybe Eric can hit the lotto. I don't know. We'll see. You know, I see where no one won the Mega Millions last night. So it rolls over again. $457 million jackpot. $216.8 cash payout for the next drawing, which is Friday, the 16th of February. Then we have a drawing tonight, Valentine's Day. I heart you. The Powerball is worth $285 million. Jackpot, $137.7 million cash payout tonight, the 14th of February, 2024. So, good luck, because I know I would not turn it down. I would say, no, I don't want the money. I would say, thank you. I appreciate it. And I would take the cash payout immediately. Now, if you don't hit the lotto, you may need to sell your house. I mean, look, there are times when you positively, absolutely have to buy or sell a home. And sometimes you just gotta, you know, those times when you may say don't hit the lotto and you need the money. You're going to want real estate agents I trust on your side. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Look, it's Glenn's company. He started it a long time ago because he was tired of dealing with incompetent real estate agents. And he figured, you know, other people probably are tired of it as well. So we all know buying and selling homes, well, is not fun. Really, I mean, it boils down to it sucks. But it's a lot of work and it's confusing and you don't want to be making a lot of mistakes in this economy in particular. So the agents that work with realestateagentsitrust.com, they work with us, are the best in the area. They're top sellers. They know the lay of the land and the best practices to get you and your family where you need to go, whether it's across the street or across the country. Most of these agents are fans of this show. Thank you. So you'll have something in common. Do yourself and your family a favor. Check them out today. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. I mean, really, the name pretty much says it all. Real Estate Agents I Trust. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Are you familiar with the, the little plush toys, the Squishmallows toys? Well, there's a big lawsuit going on now. I know. With Jazzwares, the owner of the popular Squishmallow toys, are now suing Build-A-Bear. And Build-A-Bear is now suing back. So, okay. Apparently, Squishmallow Toys, Jazzwares, sued Build-A-Bear, claiming that Scooshers, stuffed creatures, and I've got a few Scooshers in my home, are a knockoff of its flagship product. Build-A-Bear sued, saying, whoa, 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 it's not against the law to slap a tiny face on a pillow. So Squishmallows, I mean, they exploded in the last couple years, right? I mean, over TikTok, everybody had their Squishmallows, and my house was not immune to that. And so Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway got hold of Squishmallows, purchased Jazzwares for $12 billion. $12 billion. The Squishmallows offering was the most popular toy of that year. Made 100 million units were sold. I think they were $1.7 billion last year. Just incredible. So last month, Build-A-Bear said, you know, we ought to just start putting faces on our pillows too. Our own line of huggable round stuffed animals with small smiles. Jazzwares is like, whoa, that's too much like ours. Don't be doing that. So the fight is on. The fight is on. So if you want to get an original Jazzware Scooshers Squishmallow toy, get them now. And if you want to get an original Build-A-Bear huggable round stuffed animal with small smiles, get those now because they might go away. So we'll see how this lawsuit pans out. Until the lawsuit pans out, I think they're still both selling their products. So everybody's making a bunch of money. And isn't that what it's all about? Isn't it, though? So if I decide to slap a smiley face, ooh, not a smiley face, I mean just a face, eyes and a mouth, I can't use a smiley face, that's trademark, on a pillow and sell it, then that's fine, right? Can call it the Fat Mellow or the Chew Mellow, the Jeffy Wear, whatever. You won't come after me? Right. Ooh, I see where Paramount Global and, you know, Paramount Plus, CBS, they cut 800 jobs yesterday. Yeah, sure, we had, you know, look, we had those record ratings on the Super Bowl and we made all that money selling those commercials, but man, we're going to have to let you go. Sorry, times are tough. I know. Look, we care about you and you're important to us, but the times and the marketplace are just, well, they're not ready for you right now. So we're just going to have to let you go, okay? I mean, it's not pretty out there. And I mean, hopefully these people, I don't want people to lose their jobs. Hopefully they can put a smiley face on a pillow and sell it and make some money. I don't know. But, geez, I mean, so many of these platforms are laying off people now. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. So I know it's tough because if you have a job, you want to hang on to it. But if they're not treating you fairly, you want to strike. I mean, did we talk about that yesterday where Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are all striking today? Yeah, they're striking today. Well, look, they're striking between 11 and 1 Eastern. So if you're listening to this show live, it could be happening as we speak. You probably already missed it. So if you were wondering, if you tried to catch an Uber or a Lyft or a DoorDash between 11 and 1 today and you wondered, hey, no one's there, they were striking. Yeah, they were striking on Valentine's Day. I know. Remember the Justice for App Workers Coalition? Yeah, they said they were, you know, we're striking between 11 and 1. So, yeah, I just wanted to remind you, that's why you couldn't get a ride. quick. We need to do a quick Royals
it's
update.
It's not quick. You know that. It's the audience is like, shh.
No, no, it's going to be quick. Just a couple quick hits on, okay. on the Royals, okay, with okay. my man Chris Cruz. All right, so last week we talked about how Harry went to see Dad in his time of need because Dad said he had cancer and he had to
No, not that
jet
said.
To the UK.
Dad did not say he got cancer.
Yeah.
The doctor said, hey, you have cancer.
Yeah, and then he let the family know, and then Harry had to rush to his side.
You're saying it like, oh, I have cancer, come see me. No, that's not.
I think that's what happened. Okay. Dad said, I've got cancer, you need to come and see me. And he did. He jetted to the United Kingdom to see Dad.
I wonder how much that cost.
And he spent, who cares?
Did he go private?
There's no, Harry doesn't fly. No, he hopped on the red eye from Southwest.
No way. I'm going to do some research on this.
There's not a chance that he flew
commercial.
Where is
he getting the money? Everybody quit on him.
Yeah, that's fine. The Jets are there waiting for him. He's Prince Harry.
Okay.
So he goes to see Dad for an hour, right? And I asked, what happened to
45
Harry?
45 minutes.
So because he went in to see him at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wasn't
then
there.
Dad and Camilla leave. They get out.
45
Have a
minutes.
Nice day.
That's how long they were there together.
And so then Harry, I wondered what happened to him. Well, he went back to the hotel.
Yes.
He didn't go see Bill.
Yes.
He didn't go, I'm sorry, William. He didn't go see Kate. None of it. And well, Kate's still recuperating.
I was going to say, she got her guts removed.
Yeah. We covered why she got her guts removed. But we find out that the reason that they left so early, because they want, he wanted to, I thought at least we spend a little bit of time with Dad, right? He's got
45
cancer.
Minutes.
Okay, so we find out that he wouldn't even be in the same room with Camilla. Wouldn't he be in the same room?
He called her, and I quote, villain.
Yeah, he does not like her at all.
Now, why?
Well,
is it because we dropped the consort, and I would say queen, and he's being disrespectful to grandma?
Well, that may add to the hatred, but because really, she cheated with Dad the whole time that he was married
with
mom.
He still hasn't gone over
that.
We're not getting
over that.
It's like 30 years.
Don't worry about it. Look, did mom cheat on him? No. Don't even worry about that. But Dad was out back of the horse barn with Camilla the whole time.
She's getting tired. you notice that? The more you mention her, she like so slow to respond. All these world leaders are so old.
What are you gonna do?
But going back to this, because we have first sighting of the king, right?
Right.
And I love this headline. This headline is one of my favorite headlines because in the time, the big C, cancer. It's a sad.
It is.
You don't want no one to get cancer.
No, you
right?
don't.
But this headline goes, King Charles spotted going to church for the first time since starting cancer treatment.
Well,
like chill. Stop. Like,
yes.
Chill.
Thank you. I'm with you on that.
Like,
he's never been to church before, ever.
He has been to the
church. Of course.
He is the church.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Yeah.
But
he's out and about.
Yes. He's out and about. And he said his first comments were, your kind thoughts are the greatest comfort. That's how he was making. Is that real?
I don't know.
That's a good headline.
That is a good headline if it's true. I don't know that that's true.
I don't think he would have made it a bigger deal.
This is a quick little Royals update pause.
This is why we can't have
TV television. I know. The television says Taylor Swift kicked Kanye out of the Super Bowl.
We'll know the history behind it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because
at the award show.
Yeah. But if that's true, okay, Taylor, calm the hell down.
I know.
He paved the way for you. Respect your elders.
Agreed.
Okay, so back to the Royals. But it's very interesting that this whole thing was, the whole villain was brought out to the to the world because of a longtime pal. Why are you blabbering your mouth?
I know. And look, Harry, look, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he's been a real douche to the family and the whole thing, but because of Meghan. So, it's coming back around now. Look, they moved to Hollywood so that they could be with the A-listers and do what A-listers do. They didn't even go to the Super Bowl.
Okay,
right?
So what about that?
So he jets back.
from on Wednesday, the UK. I think it was.
Well, yeah, he had a hotel room because he wouldn't stay at any of the dumpy places that his dad would have shipped him off to in the United Kingdom. So he stayed at a hotel, and he just drove back after he saw dad for an hour.
45 minutes.
And he wouldn't see Camilla. She's getting old. And so then he goes back to the hotel and he hangs out and he jets back to the United States to do the NFL Honors Awards. He was there Thursday night for the NFL Honors Awards. So you'd think, since he was part of the awards thing, that they were going to the Super Bowl. Nope. No Super Bowl. I mean, the A-listers didn't even want him at the Super Bowl. I mean, maybe Taylor kicked her out. Maybe Taylor kicked maybe Megan Taylor, out, too.
And by the way, you know, I want to correct myself. It wasn't a pimp out of Harry. It was a pen pal of the Queen Consort.
Oh.
She said...
Oh, so she leaked it, actually.
She leaked it to the Telegraph. And, of course, Buckingham Palace has not... But
no, she leaked because she wants Harry to look bad.
Yes, because, if y'all remember the memoir, Spare...
I do.
That's where he branded her as dangerous.
Yeah.
As the villain. But, also, story says that Harry... said, I have complex feelings about gaining a step-parent who I thought had recently sacrificed me on her personal PR altar.
Oh, thank
you. It continues. He never refers her as, and I can, as a guy that has a divorce in his belt, I can see this. He refers to her as the other woman.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure. Well, she always has been the other woman.
He calls her an injection.
Oh.
And then says, oh, this just gets fascinating. And he says, close your eyes and you won't even feel it. That's how she got into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like, there is some bad blood between. So and like, I get it, back. You know. She is the other woman.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom dead, and this is the replacement. Look,
Charles has been in love with her forever, right? I mean, he wanted to marry her early on, and mom was like, oh, no, no, we are not letting you marry Camilla. You're right, man. She's almost napping now. You can't even hardly wake her up.
Gotta kick her. Yo, and this is, we don't. Support violence
no,
towards
we do not.
Horses.
No,
like
or
even if
old
they're
people.
Old. Thank you.
I mean, Camilla's 76 now, so
she's, that's old.
I know. But
that's older
ages.
Than
a. So anyway, I mean, the battle still continues with the royal family and with Meghan and Harry. Those days are numbered. That call has been made, and I'm telling you, it's going to happen. They go to their Invictus games this week. So they'll be all partying there. We'll see. I can't wait to see the photos of them because when I see them together, I'll know how close we are to Harry going back to the UK.
100%. And even the experts, I'm reading this. I missed this headline.
Even the experts.
Even the experts.
Other experts.
Other experts. Well, yeah, I'm talking about the UK experts. Okay. We're the American experts. The UK experts are saying that Harry and Meghan are, quote, not welcome back.
Oh.
I think Harry volunteered to come. And this is a different perspective, Fish, because we were saying that he came because...
Yeah, Dad said, I got cancer.
I want to see you, right? This gives me a different perspective, and it makes me believe this one more than that. Because I want to give the benefit of that, of he's being a good son. Yeah. I want to be
Dad's
there for my
sick,
father.
Yeah.
But listen to this.
I want to spend a whole 1 hour.
45 minutes.
With Dad.
Tell me that this is not more conniving and more Meghan-esque than what we're thinking, okay? I think Harry volunteered to come to the UK because he didn't want to appear in Las Vegas not having visited his father.
Okay, I buy that. I buy that. That's a Meghan move. I mean, that's a good move.
It's a good move.
It's a good PR move.
It's a good PR move. I still care about these old farts.
I had to go see my dad. He had cancer.
But let me do the stupid awards
thing.
And then
I'm coming back to do the awards
thing. And then I'll go to Canada. And
I've already seen my dad. We're good.
Can we go back to the not invited? Because I saw a video.
And we everyone was invited to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I saw this video.
Everyone! I don't know if you know, that's why I find it hard to believe that Taylor had Kanye kicked out of the Super Bowl. No way.
I saw all these people, right? It was important person, Chef Ramsay, important person, Carrot Top.
Yes!
So, Carrot Top
did a whole bit the week before the Super Bowl complaining that he didn't have tickets to the game. Why wasn't he invited to the game? I'm Carrot Top. I am Vegas. Vegas' first Super Bowl. I'm Carrot Top. Why am I not invited to the game? And he got one. They invited him in.
Carrot Top got an invitation.
I know.
And you're telling me Megan and Harry did not get one?
No way.
I 100% agree that not even Hollywood can stand
it. They're done. They're done. Very sad.
And this is all?
They turned it. Obviously, when they didn't get the invite, they decided that, we're not going to go because we're going to Invictus Games, and we didn't want to go to the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. Right.
But before we leave, because...
Yeah, this is just a quick...
This is just a quick, 3 minutes. Did you see the story of Katy Perry calling... running straight into King Charles and Queen Consort Camille.
Oh, no. Nice. News broke today. She's leaving American Idol.
She left American Idol 6 years. Out.
I know. What's going on?
Okay. I have a theory on this. My theory on the Katy Perry leaving on this.
Okay.
So we know that her dad was a preacher.
Okay.
Right? And she hates the whole Christian church, blah, 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 right? I was doing a story for Pat Gray Unleashed about Satanism and how China, the actress China McClain has exposed. One of those things.
I don't really appreciate you mentioning, Pat Gray Unleashed on my program, but go ahead.
Anyways. But one of the names that was mentioned about pushing Satanism and Satan in the entertainment industry.
Oh, it was Katy Perry.
She was one of them.
Yes.
Now, I have.
That all started because of Ice Spice at the Super Bowl. Doing her hand signals.
The hand signal, the cross.
Taylor was playing her own drinking game.
Can we? I know this is supposed to be something quick, and we're so far off topic. But the drinking, the Taylor Swift drinking.
She was playing her own drinking game.
Oh, that's fine. No, that's fine.
She saw herself up on the Jumbotron. Yes, no, she was drinking with what's her face.
Can I ask you the question? I know this is your show, but did that? And I don't know where you hold Taylor Swift in your.
Oh, me and Taylor Swift, man.
I try to be serious, but then as the words are coming out of my mouth, is it even worth going through this whole thing? Absolutely not. So if you were wondering what the hell I was going to ask, that. I was going to ask that.
Okay, so Katie, I'm a Swiftie. No, because what's the deal with Katie and the Royals? You said she ran into Chuck and Camilla.
She's so slow right now.
It's a cup of tea.
So she came into okay, she says everybody was running. And by the way, how do you just, because she went to the coronation, right? She was one of the invited, she was one of the invited person, which, if you're looking at the camera, that's modest, right?
It's a good look.
But she was talking about, where'd he go? She wore the purple hat.
Yeah.
She said she rocked it. She said, okay, Fisher, this is the coronation of the king.
Right.
She said, I think this is her defense where she was not supposed where she was supposed to be at.
Okay. She was sitting in the wrong seat.
She said, there's no assigned seating. Is this just like general admission?
No, Katie. No, it's not.
Were the people you sat in front of happy because of the hat, blah, blah, blah. But that was her excuse. The reason why she ran into this awkward moment with the queen consort and the king was because she didn't get assigned seats, so she just decided to sit anywhere.
Yeah, because wasn't she? She was like just right behind Harry and the Bill there. Yeah,
yeah, she was just there.
Yeah, I remember talking about that at the time. Like, I guess Katy Perry got the seating arrangement, but she just sat down. She just walked in and sat down. I love that.
Oh boy,
that makes me a fan of her.
100%.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got this was.
This is short. It's, like, what, it's like 2 minutes,
three,
right?
Three, four minutes.
Yeah.
Who died today? William Bill Post is dead. He was the man who created Pop-Tarts. I know. The man who created Pop-Tarts, William Bill Post, dead at the age of 96. He is from Michigan, the son of immigrants who worked his way up from a truck washer to a senior vice president. And he's the reason that Pop-Tarts are on the grocery shelves today. He was raised in Grand Rapids, which is, you know, right here. Hold on my hand, Grand Rapids. Seven children of Dutch immigrants. He married his high school sweetheart. And he served in the Army Corps in occupied Japan. And at the age of 16, he got a part-time gig washing trucks at the Heckman Biscuit Company, which would eventually become Keebler. Amazing. So 5 years later, he rose to a full-time position. So at 21, he's a personal, he was full-time position of the personal manager, assisted with sales, production, or anything else he could learn. Wow. Some 20 years later, as a plant manager of Heckman, he welcomed executives from Kellogg's who asked Heckman Keebler to develop a product they had in mind. The product would become a Pop-Tart. And so he did all kinds. He retired at the age of 56. Guy's done nothing for years. I mean, he retired at 56. All he did was he was like a spokesperson for Pop-Tarts. He'd go around and make speeches about Pop-Tarts. That's a good gig. That's a really good gig. I mean, that's all he did was do interviews and go to schools and travel around and be a spokesperson for Pop-Tarts. Everywhere he went, he brought everybody Pop-Tarts. Why did not William Bill Post come to these studios with Pop-Tarts? I'm trying to remember if I've ever met him, because I remember a time when we had a bunch of Pop-Tarts at the studio, and I don't know if it was from him or some other dingleberry from Pop-Tarts. So I don't remember meeting Bill, so it probably was someone else. That's a little sad. Anyway, he retired to Glen Arbor, Michigan, right there in the hand, and he was a consultant for like 20 years. That's all he did was move around and tell people about how great Pop-Tarts was. So his wife died in 2020. Very sad. They were married for like 72 years. I'm surprised he lasted this long, actually, after his wife died. He's got bunch of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and they, of course, according to the obituary, were the lights of his life. Were they? Were they, though? Yeah, well, that's what they said. Okay. And there's the new movie from Seinfeld is coming out about the Pop-Tart story. So it's going to be about William Bill Post and his Pop-Tart story, who is now dead at the age of 96. There was no cause of death listed. So couldn't be that. Could be. They would have said it. They would have said it if that would have been the case. So, all right, whatever. For sure, we know that William Bill Post is dead at the age of 96. Speaking of that, I see where the CDC is reportedly considering dropping its 5-day COVID isolation recommendation. So starting in April, the agency will instead advise Americans that they no longer need to stay home if they are fever-free for at least 24 hours without the help of medication and their other symptoms are improving. Huh. So these guidelines are under consideration, which would mark the CDC's first change to COVID isolation protocol since 2021. Most Americans have some immunity to the virus from the vaccination or prior infection. Oh, really? And the decision would align with COVID guidelines with those for flu and RSV. Yeah, and I would say this to you. This is just from me to you, and you do with it what you want, okay? If you feel like you're getting sick, don't test for COVID. Just be sick. It's okay. Don't do the COVID test. But it won't matter now. If they move it to where you just have to, you know, stay home, and if you've been fever free for 24 hours, you're fine. You could go out. It won't matter. But the whole 5-day thing, no. If I'm feeling better, if I'm fever free, then I'm gonna go. I'm gonna be out and about, and I just don't test for COVID. Do you have COVID? I don't know. I'm just sick. Because once you test positive, then. Well, you tested positive. You can quote me on that. Once you test positive, you're positive. All right, so the joke of the day was sent to me. Email, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can email me anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can reach out on social media, at JeffyJFR on X, Jeff Fisher Radio on Instagram and the Facebook. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You know, you can follow me on Cameo, too. They've got places. People are following me there, too. So follow me on Cameo, too. If you want to order a Cameo, that's not free. But you can follow me on Cameo. I suppose I should post something on Cameo to the people that follow me there. Maybe I'll do that later today. But that's at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. So the joke of the day comes from Gary. And he said he already prefaces the joke a little long, but funny. And it does take quite a while to get to the well. But it's a big guy joke, so you know. I'm just warning you now. It's a big guy joke, okay? A penguin was driving across the desert when his car broke down. It was towed to a shop, and the mechanic said, "Hey, give me 30 minutes, and I'll figure out what's wrong." So the penguin said, "Okay," and walked around for a while, and then he ran into an ice cream shop, and he was all happy and excited, and he entered the shop and ordered vanilla ice cream and devoured it. And then after the ice cream, he walked back to the shop and asked the mechanic, "Hey, did you figure out the problem?" And the mechanic said, "Ooh, looks like you blew a seal." The penguin immediately started wiping his face off and with his flippers and started saying, "No, no, no, that's vanilla ice cream." That's from Gary, not me. It's from Gary, not me.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.